Thank you, everyone, and we're about to get started. So welcome, everyone, to the Conscious Business Telesummit. This is Adela Rubio, your host, and we're going to take a moment just to link up and sync up as we normally do at the Conscious Business Telesummit. So if you've been seated all day, just stand, put your feet hip-width apart, take a nice deep breath, and on the exhale, just relax your knees, soften, drop your shoulders as if you have these 5-pound sandbags on your shoulders, and just feel your fingers just stretching to the floor. Feel your feet on the ground. And just for a moment, just rest in the moment, knowing that you're going to be spending time with an extraordinary pair of folks who are really up on the game of social media. I know both Jeff and Maritza personally. They're friends and colleagues, and they really know their stuff. And they're doing it, and they're doing loads of training with folks. So social media, whatever is here for you today, that you're going to be able to implement from this call, there's going to be loads of content. And there will be even more if you choose to continue studying with Jeff and Maritza after the call. But just from this call alone, you're going to get enough information that you'll be able to step into action and step your social media up a couple of notches. So take a nice deep breath. And on the exhale, just relax and release into the moment and know that what's here for you is something that's going to grab your attention. You're going to get a big aha. You're going to get excited when you hear it. And so then just jot it down and make sure to take action on it. We want to hear about it after the call. So I'm very excited to have my friends Jeff Herring and Maritza Parra on the call today. And the topic of our conversation is social marketing. And Jeff Herring is the article marketing guy. Maritza Parra is the product creation queen. And I'm sure that you've heard a lot about social marketing and how you can use it in your business and how you can leverage your time and your experience and expertise and really maximize your reach. Well, Maritza and Jeff are going to show you how to leverage the power of social marketing to build a strong online presence, create traffic, build your list, and increase your profits. Welcome, Jeff and Maritza.
Hello, Adela. It's so great to be here.
It really is, Adela. And I got to tell you, that's the best intro and preparation of an audience for a teleseminar I've ever heard. So hats off to you.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, the folks that are part of this Conscious Business Telesummit are really up for doing business in a new and refreshing and connective way. And I know the two of you personally. And so I know that this is how you do business. I know how you treat your customers and your prospects. And I know how you use the power of social media. So I knew that I wanted you guys in on one of my telesummits, and I'm thrilled that you guys are here today. And so thank you, Jeff, for the kudos, and Maritza, both of you for being here. And I wondered, you know, folks have been hearing a lot about social media marketing. In your own words, just something short and sweet, what are you finding is the most succinct explanation for folks around social media marketing?
Well, I think for me it is, my gosh, social media marketing is what made a woman who had been through terrible panic attacks and decided to share what she learned about getting over them with a group of people on a social marketing platform called Meetup, I was able to get the attention of Oprah. I mean, how could that happen without social marketing? It would not have happened. And this kind of stuff is happening to people all over the world. You can compete with people with unlimited marketing and advertising budgets now. And it's all about creating a dialogue and showing yourself to the world and showing up to transmit what you were meant to do in the world. So people think that putting up a website is enough. Build it and they will come is something that Jeff and I talk about all the time. But what we teach people to do is use these social marketing tools that have tons of traffic to connect with people that you're here to inspire or to help or to serve. And so that's it's just amazing. It's such a game changer, and so many people still aren't using it. So it's still wide open.
And what I would add to that is, you know, I like to break things down into categories to make them simpler. And one of the great things that social marketing provides is four of the five things you need to be successful on the internet. You need a way to create online visibility, and social marketing is massively great at that. But you also need to be able to generate traffic, create a list, and build products from that. And social marketing is well designed when you use it the way we teach folks to use it, to do all four of those: create an online presence, generate traffic, build a list, and create products.
Awesome. I love this. I'm getting such different things from both of you.
What's that?
Right. I'm getting such different perspectives from both of you. This is fantastic.
Yay.
Yay. You know, and the thing is that, and there's this misconception that people have to spend a lot of time on social media.
Yeah.
So I don't want to jump the gun, but I'd love for you just to kind of address that right away, because I know that I've spoken with a lot of people, and they say it's a big, you know, energy drain. It sucks up a lot of time. Is that the way that you use it?
If someone is telling you that it's a big energy drain and sucks up a lot of time, that's a glaring red flag that they're using it wrong. Both Maritza and I, it looks like we're on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, like all day, every day, and we're not. We're there minutes a day, because what we've done is really dug deep and discovered and also created some of the ways to both automate the social marketing platforms and integrate them. And so something I do, for instance, on eZine Articles, is also going to show up on Twitter, my blog, LinkedIn, Facebook. So it's one action that shows up in multiple places. And when you auto-integrate those kind of things, you create a big online presence in minutes a day, and it looks like you're on there all the time, but you're really not.
And definitely, that is so true. People think we're on all the time, 24/7. My mom even mentioned to me about 6 months ago, she said, "Do you ever sleep? Are you sleeping okay?" Because she thought I was on Twitter 24/7. And I'm like, "No, Mom. Those are automated." And I do go in once a day and have conversations with people quickly. I have it at my time for that stuff. And setting things up in the beginning correctly does take some time at first. But you're setting the foundation for something that can be automated, integrated, and that is going to bring you massive results. So it really is worth it.
So if you were recommending to someone who's either new or has felt like, hey, I've tried the social media thing and it's not working for me, if you were to give some basic recommendations to someone so that they can succeed in social media, what would be those things that you'd tell them to do or start off with?
Well, I would say definitely go and grab your name immediately on Twitter, on YouTube. Grab your real estate and have a dialogue, not a monologue. Make sure that you have some of your status updates, the stuff on your fan page, your tweets, your videos, have things that are going to be helpful to others and are not just, hey, come to, here's my sales page. This is what I'm selling. Here's my services. Make sure that some of the things that you do are tips or facts that are positioning you as an expert in your field, so that people say, oh, you know what, this person knows what they're talking about. That's something that I would say. Jeff, what about you?
I would agree with that. And also, you know, get started slow, get started fast. Just get started, because what we see a lot of people doing is waiting, and they're waiting till, you know, this is perfect or that is perfect, and they got all this done, and they know how to do this, and they know how to do that. In Atlanta, where we live, down in the South, that's called fixing to. I'm always fixing to do something. Well, you know, fixing to do something and doing it. And so, you know, just get started and don't feel like you've got to bite off the whole thing at once. You know, if all you want to do is start on one, Twitter or Facebook, that's fine. If all you want to do is start off with your blog and begin to, you know, get a presence there, that's fine. Just begin. This is everybody's social media marketing is a work in progress, including Maritza and I, you know, because we you know, really began to build what we have now just over a year ago on a road trip to a speaking engagement. We can, you know, get into that later, you know, where this began, if you'd like to.
Yeah, we're already getting questions, folks.
Awesome.
And one of them here is really good. This is from Trisha in San Diego. What do you say to people that say tisk tisk to automating your social media presence and that social media is supposed to be more personal than automated messages?
Oh, what do I call it?
I'd say three things. Let me get that one. I'd say three things. With all due respect, because there is some wisdom in what they're saying, you do need to have a personal presence there. Like Marisa was saying earlier, you know, we each go in once or many times a day and communicate and dialogue with people. It's not all about the person doing it. It's not all a monologue. It is a dialogue. But for the people that are saying tisk tisk about automation and integration, here's the three things I would respectfully and challengingly say. One, they're wrong. Two, they're your competition. And three, that's a good thing. Let them tisk tisk you while you go out there and build your online presence, drive traffic, and make money with social marketing.
Right. And, well, one of the things that we do and we teach our students to do is definitely automate. As long as you have come up with the messages and they're messages that are meant to serve other people, to give tips, to give information, and also, yes, definitely to offer your products and services, go ahead and use it that way. I mean, it's not like you're having somebody else actually make up the messages for you and put them on there, which would be, you know, inauthentic. It's really your voice and your message going out there. And what we do is we pick favorite quotes, we pick favorite movies, we have people so that some of their personality gets infused into their tweets and Facebook fan page and all of that kind of thing. But if you're not going to automate and take advantage of the tools, then you will be working 24/7. And
yeah,
that's not going to
yeah
do anyone any good. And you're going to burn out and never be able to fulfill your purpose for what you're supposed to be doing. These are tools that have been created to help. And so use them.
And two things Maritza just said that are real important. One, if you don't auto-integrate in some way, you're going to be that person saying it's a time suck. The most important thing in there was that notion of serving your whether it's your clientele, your members, your list community, your community, your neighborhood, whatever you want to call it. You know, we're in this to serve, and when you serve, we found, is when you actually profit more, both in the good that you do and in the money you make. So whether you're serving live or whether you're serving, you know, by automation, as long as you're still serving, you know, it's making a difference in people's lives.
Yeah, and that's a nice combination, what you're talking about, you know, giving them useful information that positions you as an expert in your field, but also being personal and being a person that they can relate to. I think that,
yes,
that those two pieces, and that's where the integration and the dialogue come in. You can do both of those. And I was going to ask, what might be a couple of the top tools that you would recommend to your students to use for automation?
There's a couple of them that you can use with Twitter that are just awesome. One's free and one has a fee. Hootsuite.com, HOOTSUITE.com, is a way to automate different Twitter messages that go out. Marisa told about her mom asking if, you know, when does she sleep. That came from a tweet that came out about 3:30 one morning. And her mom was saying, you know, are you okay? Are you sleeping? When in fact, you know, that was automated. So that's a free way to do it. A for fee way to do it is something called tweetaddernow.com. That's TweetAdderNow.com. And what that does is automates the people that you follow, and it helps you build a quality Twitter following in that you can follow people that are talking about your keywords. And then I also have automatic tweets go out. So that whole process is automated for you. And right from that dashboard, you can create live tweets as well. Now, you know, just in total transparency, TweetAdder now is my affiliate link. It's about a $50 program. I get like a couple bucks out of it, you know, to get a glass of sweet tea when we go to dinner. So don't get dehydrated, but, you know, you wouldn't want me to dehydrate, would you? You can get the same thing at TweetAdder.com, but we go to TweetAdder now. And, you know, all our students use it and build massive qualified lists of people on Twitter, and it's all automated.
Right, massive qualified lists. It's really important to know who your target market is so that you know who's followers to follow. One of the things that I love video so much, and I think everybody should get into video in some form or fashion. It's really not as scary as you think. It's a lot easier. But once you make your videos on YouTube, when you're setting up your channel, you can automatically have every time that you upload a video to your YouTube channel, it will notify Twitter and send out a tweet. It will go to Facebook, and it will go to your WordPress blog. So you just kind of have to look around, and you have to sign up for it once, put in your username and password for Twitter and Facebook and your blog, and then every time that you upload a new video to YouTube, it will go to all of those other places as well, which is, you know, another way of integrating and automating and doing one click once and having it have a lot of different actions on a lot of different websites.
Yeah, talk about leveraging. It's almost like you have staff working for you, putting your work out everywhere. That's
it's really
wonderful.
What it feels like.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Really what it feels like.
Have you noticed anything about, like, when you broadcast your tweets, let's say you're scheduling them, what's your strategy in terms of time of day? Is that something that you take into consideration?
I don't. I just do quotes, and I don't know, Jeff, do you do anything like that? I don't worry about time of day because I know that I make sales everywhere. Just today, I was sitting out by the pool and sold some things in France, and so Twitter and all of these sites are up 24/7. People are always on them. So for me, that's not really a consideration. Only if there's an event that I really want to promote, or I'll do mini launches on Twitter where I have next 3 days and that kind of thing. So those are the only things that I do take time into consideration.
It depends on the platform because, you know, Facebook, number two site in the world right now, second only to Google, and Google's kind of scared right now. You know, that's a more not as so time sensitive as Twitter. I mean, I'll put things up in Facebook, you know, when I'm awake, and then I'll start over the next morning. If I want something in during the night, I'll have you know one of our team that's in a different time zone do it. Twitter is very time sensitive and very fleeting, if you will. And so what I do and teach is I'll have, you know, if you're going to put a message out about something on Twitter, like a new article or a new video, don't just put it there once in the morning, you know, because a lot of people aren't going to be there in the morning. And by the time they are on Twitter, they're not going to see that one for the morning. So do one in the morning, do one in the afternoon, do one in the evening. Schedule one, you know, for while you're asleep that comes out, you know, at, say, 2:30 in the morning. Because, you know, when it's 2:30 in Atlanta a.m., it's 2:30 in the afternoon in places in Australia. And so, you know, the importance of being time sensitive is in getting your message out there, but that doesn't mean you got to be, you know, awake 24/7 to reach the world.
Great. So a lot of the things that we've already been sharing are definitely contribute to building a strong online presence. Anything else that you, in any other ways does social media help you build your presence online?
You know what it did and what it will do for people is, well, you know, let me walk you through something I typically will do. Like I published a new article today, and there's a signpost about it. That's what we call them, social marketing signposts, over on Facebook, and there's some over on Twitter. And so what happens is somebody goes from my Facebook fan page or from my Twitter page, and they see the title of the article, and they click on the link, and that link takes them to eZine Articles, which we consider another social marketing platform, because it always has been, even before social marketing was known or cool. And so they've read that article, clicked on the links at the end of my article, back to come into to an opt-in page to get maybe two free templates from me or something and join my list. So they've seen me on Twitter or Facebook. They've seen me on eZine Articles. Now they're on one of my websites. And so that gives the psychological impression, hey, you're everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I found you here. I found you there. And it really ups your expert status. And really that was done. That whole thing was set up in just a few minutes. And now it's out there working for me, you know, turning over and over again while I'm on a, you know, a fun call like this and doing other stuff. And so, you know, think of all the different platforms, you know, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, So Cool is an up-and-coming one, eZine Articles, your blog, as social marketing signposts. Meetups, thank you. I forgive me for forgetting that one. And they all point towards you. And the online visibility increases dramatically because you're seen as a go-to person, if not the go-to person, in your area of expertise.
And I think there's one thing that I think that is so important that I want people to get. The person who was asking about, is it okay to automate and that kind of thing, the most important thing about using social media and creating your products for that matter is to be yourself and not be afraid of revealing parts of yourself and have courage, because a lot of people think, I'm in business. I must portray myself as a very professional business person.
I have to be very serious all the time.
Yes, I have to be very serious and very professional or no one will take me seriously. And they have a monologue instead of a dialogue. Sometimes I go to people's tweet streams and it's like they're sitting in a corner, a busy corner, and they're just shouting out messages, but they're not engaging anyone. They're not showing that they're human, you know, so nobody's interacting with them and they're wondering why nothing's happening. So don't be afraid to be yourself. The best thing that I ever did was share my failures, share my fears, and it has helped me, you know, just revealing parts of myself, connect so much more with people who became clients and customers, and I have been able to inspire them by being real. So don't be afraid to be yourself. I think that's the most important thing.
Yeah, and just as Tanya was mentioning earlier, like just from hearing us, you know, having a chat in the beginning, she's like, I knew this was going to be fun. We want to enjoy who we work with. I think that's another thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and if you're a client, you want to be working with someone who not only are you going to be learning and moving ahead in your business, but you want to be having a blast doing it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So I know that you mentioned tweetatternow.com for follows, but what are some other strategies that folks can, like, I had a question from someone, Paul in Toronto. He was talking about the learning curve and getting to know how to use social media for someone who has no experience whatsoever.
Well, let me say something about that, and then I'll answer your question.
Mm-hmm.
We hear that a lot. We hear it's going to take so much time. You know, how big is the learning curve? You know, how much time is it going to take? And, you know, sometimes I go on little rants about that, because sometimes my answer, I want it to be, well, so what if there's a learning curve? You know, so what if you've got to spend some time on it? Right now, we are in San Antonio because we live both in Atlanta and San Antonio. We went to the Laser Kennedy Super Conference in Dallas last week, and we're at the Hacienda. Maritza's upstairs on her phone. I'm sitting by the pool. That's why you hear all this squawking in the background. Those are the peacocks that are walking around. Sitting at the patio table where I've been working all day, writing articles, working on social media, getting ready for this, had another call earlier, because we've learned how to do this. because we've taken the time to get the learning curve done. And so, you know, there's a part of me when people ask that, you know, I just want to say, so what?
Well,
learn it.
Yes, and it's all about leverage. Social media helps you leverage your time, especially when you use automation. I mean, absolutely. Say, for example, you are just, you know, a small business person, a solopreneur, working from home. How much time in the day do you have? What if, for me, several years ago, I said, okay, I've got to get an assistant or outsource some of this stuff because I just don't have any time anymore. So I took the time to put systems in my business, and I took the time to train my new assistant and to train myself to let go and to be able to delegate and to outsource. So now, you know, we've got somebody here in Texas, all over the states we have people, but and also outside of the states as well. But that would not have happened. We would never have been able to build our team if I wouldn't have taken the time to figure out, okay, what are the things that are make the most sense for me to outsource so that I can leverage and have more time to do what I'm good at while this other machine is going on behind me. And that's the same thing with social media. It's about taking the time to learn some skills and outsourcing them to these sites and this automation so that you can keep doing what you do best while the marketing is going on in the background, the marketing and some of the connection and dialogue. So it's really
and also to answer that specific question, let me tell a story and then point out something that's happening in real time right now. You don't have to learn all of these tools at once. Okay, that's why we divide all of our courses into modules where you learn one at a time. For example, when I first heard about Twitter back in 2008 from Paul Colligan, you know, I went over there and captured my name, which I do whenever something new comes out because that's a smart thing to do and because I trust Paul. But my first thought was, you know, who cares what I had for lunch? You know, I don't even remember, much less I'm going to tweet about it. You know, and then as time went on, I heard a couple of my colleagues say that their Twitter following, the people that are on their list on Twitter, which is also a list community, was becoming more responsive than their email list. That got my attention. So I started building my presence on Twitter, and my big goal on Labor Day weekend of 2008 was to get past 100 followers. And now I'm zooming into 53,000, you know, just a year and a half later, of qualified people that, you know, that not only have dialogue and not only sign up for stuff, but buy things straight from Twitter from me. Because people all the time are saying, you know, you can't make money on social marketing. You can't make offers. Well, you know, they're wrong. They're your competition. Let's go do this because we teach it and do it all the time. And so you learn them and you integrate them over time. And you know, just something that's happening here in real time, Adela, I love it when you do this and others do, you know, do it, what we call a Twitter frenzy on Twitter, you know, with the hashtag for you guys, CBT2010. And, you know, there's somebody over there tearing it up, Renee Barno.
Yeah, she's great.
A huge presence over there. And I've already retweeted two or three of her tweets about what we're talking about because she's all over there talking about this. And you know, in 140 characters or less, which took her seconds to type, she's building a large online presence for herself, associating with your program and all these different speakers. And I think, you know, I think that's brilliant, and hats off to her for taking action.
Yeah, that's really wonderful. And it's something that I know this because we both are part of, we are teleseminarians, Alex Mandosian teleseminar reunion folks. And
right.
That's something that I noticed in the teleseminar reunion calls. Is that massive retweeting action and how powerful it is and how people come together as a community when you do that and they really come to know each other. It's really, really powerful. So.
It really is. And you said the key words. It builds community. One of the most basic human needs is to have a sense of connection and feel like you belong to something greater than yourself. Seth Godin calls that a tribe.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're building your tribe, social marketing allows you to level the playing field and bring in people from all over the world and build your tribe. And it doesn't have to be, you know, you hear all the time at internet marketing conference, well, you know, I have a list of, you know, 200 billion people, and some of them are in Jupiter. You know, it's like, well, you know, how many people are qualified? How many people want to be there? You don't have to have a humongous list community in order to do well. You just have to have a tribe that's very interested in what you're talking about and that you've built community and connection with, and you can do very, very well with this.
Yeah. So aside from TweetAdder now, how else do you find this tribe? How else do you create this tribe through your social media following?
Well, talking about video again, one of the tools that I love that is a free tool, there's also a paid type of version, is TubeMogul. So it's TubeMogul.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to sign up for a lot of different video sharing sites, but you do that once, and then it's all hooked in together. And so when you upload a video there, it goes all over the place. So you can have your little infomercials, is what I call them, your informative snippets with your facts or, you know, information about what you do and a little golden nugget here and there, and the call to action saying, go to this website or go to the squeeze page for more information, and have a lot of little infomercials out there doing work for you. So I think that's one of my other favorite ones.
Yeah, that's a great one. And as you were saying that, I just realized our buddy Ellen Britt, for those folks that may not be feeling up to the video yet, she uses something called audioboo.com. AudioBoo.com. Jeff, have you used that?
Yeah, I have played with it. I learned about it from Mari Smith and have played with it and had fun with it. And it was funny. Something Ellen said online the other day reminded me of it as a tool, and it's a great way to get a little audio link on Twitter. And you know, one of the ways to see what people get stuck in is old tools and what they used to do. And if in nowadays, if you try to build a tribe or a following on any of these platforms with just text, you're limiting yourself to one third of the tools to do it. There's text, and then there's audio with AudioBoo, which is free, as you're talking about, and then there's video, you know, with YouTube and all the different video marketing services, and you really want to use all three to build your list and then go back and forth between, you know, teleseminars and videos and articles, and the more people find you in all those different platforms, in all those different mediums, text, audio, video, the larger you're going to look, the more trusted you're going to be, and the more chances you have of connecting with your audience.
Yeah, and it's like you're building your own buzz, in a way.
Exactly. It is.
Yeah. So folks are out there, they're starting to use the multimedia, they're doing text tweets, they're doing audio boo, they're doing Tube Mobile, they're using Hootsuite and TweetAdder, and they're building their tribe. Now, how do you translate that into driving traffic and, you know, promoting your products or your services? How do you use social media to do that?
Oh, great question. can you tell we're both passionate about this?
Yeah.
I'm gonna Marisa, go ahead.
Okay. Well, definitely have a call to action. Have a call to action. I have some Twitter templates that I use for little mini launches, and I tell people, go here now, and only however many days left. On my video infomercials, there's a call to action. Go and get this information, and that way you get people on your email list and you can continue the conversation and asking them to, you know, make an investment in themselves with your products and services if they're a good fit. So it's not just about communicating, but also about, yes, selling and not being afraid to sell your gifts.
Yeah, because you know that I was just talking about this earlier with Christina Hills. She was in my 1 o'clock interview. That one of the mistakes that I made is that I would put out information, but you know, on the internet, we're really used to being led by the hand, and so I would never put that. The call to action wasn't very clear. It just I'd have something there, but you literally have to say, "Hey, people, go and do this."
Yep, exactly, and make it as simple and clear as possible. And you know the folks you were mentioning, or one of the questioners, callers was asking before, you know, the people that get a little persnickety about this. Well, you know, you shouldn't make offers on social media. You shouldn't sell things. No, make the offers, sell stuff, invite people back to get more information. And so, you know, include links to things, whether it's an opt-in page, or, you know, do a Facebook update where somebody can go somewhere else and get something from you. The thing that most people do not realize about social marketing, about traffic, that's golden is, well, for instance, when I first came on the internet, one of the first quotes I remembered and learned was that you don't chase after traffic. You find out where the traffic is going and you get in front of it. Well, that's very true with social media. Facebook is number two. YouTube is number three. Twitter is number 12. Easy and Articles is like 130. What's Meetup lately, Maritza?
It is, my goodness, I think it's 540.
Yeah, LinkedIn is like 23. So all of these sites are getting massive traffic. And so not only can you get your information in front of where the traffic is going, once it lands on you, and here's the golden piece. If you don't hear anything else today about the value of social media and traffic, hear this part. Once they've landed on you, when you're in these well-trafficked places, then you get to direct traffic where you want it to go. You get to take that flood of traffic coming in and point it with the social marketing signposts to your blog, to your opt-in offers, to your other social media platforms. And so you're getting all that traffic and then funneling it exactly where you want it to go.
Yes, you are. It's the off-ramp into your world. And
I like that.
Something that's very, very important that I just want to make sure that people are getting while we're talking about this is once they get on the off-ramp into your world, your blog, your opt-in pages, your offers, et cetera, make sure that you are talking about the value or the transformation that you bring to your clients and customers. Sometimes we'll follow people's links, and we get to their blog, we get to their squeeze page, and it's, I am this person. These are my credentials. I do this. I have this experience. And we just want to say, who cares? Who cares? That's great. That's like the kind of website my mother would put up. Oh, she's, you know, all the credentials or whatever. The thing that you have to have that is communicating on your website, your squeeze pages, is what value or transformation do you bring to your clients and customers? And make sure that when they get there, they say, oh, my gosh, this is what I've been looking for. This is what's going to help me. I really want more information, or I want to work with this person.
Awesome. I'm so thrilled that you're pointing it out. Your website is not about you. It's about your prospective clients.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And what you deliver. Yeah. Yeah. Wonderful. Great, great tip, Maritza. Thank you.
It pains me when we go places and I'm like, no.
Yeah. What are you doing? Yeah. Well, and you know, that's great because I had that one question. So I'm going to jump to that question now. So what are some of the biggest mistakes that you see in social media marketing?
We've talked about one of them where people, you know, get into monologues and they're just talking about themselves. You know, I'll talk about the cure in order to talk about the mistakes. Okay. And a lot of people, if you're going to be successful in social marketing, you got to practice CPR. And I don't mean, you know, learn how to get somebody to breathe again if they stop breathing. For these purposes, CPR stands for consistent, persistent, and resistant. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Consistent, persistent, and resistant. Consistent in having a consistent message and a consistent presence. And that goes to all the automation stuff we've talked about. But, you know, you can't show up on Facebook, on Twitter, on, you know, Monday the 1st of the month and put out a couple messages and not show up again until the 21st and expect anything to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just not going to happen. And then being persistent with it, because what a lot of people will do is they'll start and they'll try it for 2 weeks or a month and not much has happened, and then they say it doesn't work. And I have this belief, born out of teaching thousands of the students how to do this, that no one ever fails on the internet. It's just that some people give up before the magic happens, you know, and so that's why you got to be persistent with it. And then the R is resistant, you know, to all the people that are saying, you know, don't do it this way, it's wrong, or you'll never make it, or go get a job, or, you know, this is for, you know, only for college students, because there's a lot of negatives out there. And if you listen to it, you know, we had one student, you know, we were teaching her how to do a launch of a product and send out some email. And, you know, she wasn't going to send out an email, the last and final one, because somebody told her that it wasn't good to send out email after 9 o'clock at night. And I thought, what? Who? What? I never heard that. You know, maybe it's not nice to call people after 9 o'clock at night if you don't know them well. But, you know, people will say things and other people take it to heart. So you got to be resistant to the naysayers and the negative people. And most, here's the reality with naysayers and negative people. Most of them are people that are jealous. They can't do what you're doing, and they're angry that you're doing it. You know, and if you listen to them, you're not going to do what you're called to do. You're not going to get your message out there. So, you know, the cure for a lot of the mistakes is to be consistent, to be persistent, and to be resistant.
Yeah, great. I love that acronym. It's going to be different for me now. CPR, consistent, persistent, resistant. Great.
There you go.
Wonderful. So so when you're looking to, like, let's say an event that you want to create, like we've heard about creating social media buzz.
Mm-hmm.
We hear that term a lot. Create some social media buzz around your event. Like, let's say if you're launching a program or you've got an event that's upcoming, how do you create this social media buzz?
Well, one of the things that I do every year since when I was interviewed by Oprah, I had 6 weeks from the time of the interview to the actual air date of the interview.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, okay, how am I going to really leverage this? And she asked me to mention one of my websites online on the show. So I said, I'm hopefully going to, you know, have great traffic and this is going to be wonderful. So how can I really leverage it and build some buzz beforehand? So I did 30 days of 10 minutes in the morning teleseminars, just little inspirational self-empowerment, law of attraction, and, you know, let's have this wonderful, inspiring thought for the day. So I do it at 7:30 in the morning, and it built such a buzz. And it was just very short in the morning. Every night before the next day, I would sit down and write out what was going to be my inspiration of the day, and it had to, like, give me goosebumps. It had to be that that good for me to say, okay, that's what I'm going to use. But I built huge buzz. Not only that, I had all of the audios transcribed and turned into my first book, which, because I built the buzz, I was able to sell to all the people who attended the calls. And so since then, every year I've done a little, month of inspiration. So I did it with teleseminars for a while. And then last year I did a month, and it was only the weekdays. So on the weekends I would take off, but of tiny little inspirational videos. And I put a little retweet Twitter button on the bottom of my video because it was the first time I'd ever really been on Twitter. And I had an opt-in, like a little name and email thing right next to the video. And so I put it on Twitter, and oh my gosh, I took screenshots of all of the retweets because
mm-hmm.
I said 30 days dreams to reality video series. And I took screenshots of the retweets, and I took screenshots of my email inbox because every time somebody opts in, I get the notification. And it built such a huge following, and I was able to sell products and coaching, and I built a buzz around it. And so I think that doing something out of the ordinary, doing mm-hmm. something inspirational, it doesn't have to be 30 days. It could be 5 days or 7 days. We did that with the Social Marketing Blueprint originally. We did, I think it was 4 videos. So we did videos with information, not all of the information, because you definitely want people to buy your products and services, but do that and be courageous and do something different and don't be afraid to get out there and inspire people. Try to inspire people.
Absolutely. And one of the things you can do to build a buzz is even back up before you start talking about the event or schedule the event and use social media tools to find out what people want. You know, what do they want covered in an event? What kind of teleseminars, what kind of workshops do they want in an event? When you do that, they're already invested in the event. And then, like Maritza was saying, you build the buzz, and you can use any and all of the platforms for that. And you know, one of the things that people don't do that we recommend they do, for instance, on Twitter, you know, like Renee is doing, you know, she's got all those tweets out there, and I've RT'd them. That means retweeted them. You know, and lots of people, once you've built a presence, will retweet stuff for you. But ask people to retweet it, and then it goes out further and builds a buzz. So, you know, use every one of them, and don't worry about how much time it's going to take. You know, Maritza spent 10 minutes every day, and it took longer, of course, to, you know, to put those videos together. But the benefits you get from this are so extreme in compared to the, you know, the investment of time. You know, just let people know. Don't hide your light. You know, mm-hmm. if it's making you uncomfortable to do this stuff, that's yeah. a sign you're growing. Somebody yeah. that I really admire on Twitter and Facebook and on his blog is an author by the name of Andy Andrews, wrote a book called The Traveler's Gift, which is just a life-changing story. And he had a tweet recently that I retweeted and kept, and he said, everything you want in life, personally and professionally, is usually 2 to 3 steps outside your comfort zone. You know, and I read that and I went, he's right. Dang it, he's right.
And I absolutely forgot about the Twitter surveys. What Jeff is talking
yeah.
about is true. Twitter surveys are just amazing. You can use surveymonkey.com and create a short survey, 3 to 7 questions, and most of them just have the choices pre-programmed, but then have 1 or 2 questions that are open-ended questions so that people put in their own words and phrases, which then you'll know what are what's the language they're using. And you are doing market research. You are finding out what they really want. And people do really buy things that they help create, that they're, like, emotionally invested in. I did that, I think it was about 2 years ago, or 1.5 years ago or something. I did a Twitter survey. I said, okay, what's my next product going to be? And I thought for sure it was going to be a product on videos, how to do videos or something like that. So I did a survey, and one of my questions was, which product would you like help in creating? So ebooks, DVDs, videos, audios, and the number one it was 80-something percent, it was almost 90%, was ebooks. And that was the last one that I would have thought people wanted to learn about. So I said, make sure when you do the survey that you give the results, that you report back what your findings are. So I did a free teleseminar. I announced it on Twitter, Facebook, and I said, okay, the results are in. Come and find out about it. So I talked about the results. I talked about what people's fears were about creating products, and I said the number one thing you guys wanted to learn about was how to make ebooks. So I launched my my quick ebook creation video workshop where I walked people how to bring the ebook out of themselves. And I sold a ton, and I continue to sell a ton to this day. But I never would have done it if I wouldn't have found out what my market really wanted.
Yeah. That's a wonderful – I hadn't even thought of using SurveyMonkey on Twitter. That's a great idea. It's a wonderful idea.
The most amazing thing is that people really do fill them out. At first, I just did it as an experiment. I said, well, I'm going to try this. And I was shocked because I don't think I've ever done a survey, but people will fill them out.
Yeah. I wondered if you could, because this thing about driving traffic, too, that a lot of people may not even be aware of, how does social media impact SEO?
Well, you know, in terms of where you're sending them or what you put on the social media platforms.
In terms of how they show up, like let's say on Google.
Okay. Here's what a lot of people don't know. Every single one of your tweets becomes its own web page. Okay? Every single one of your tweets becomes its own web page. And so all the stuff about keywords that you use, and there's one of those peacocks.
Peacocks.
Everything that you've learned about using keywords, whether it's in articles or other places, you use everywhere else. That's not just for AdWords or just for your website. Use your keywords when you're doing a tweet, because if somebody types in, you know, one of my keywords is article marketing. So whenever I talk about an article marketing article, I'm going to mention that phrase, okay? Because, you know, people are going to search for article marketing. You're going to get found more. Both with people searching and with people searching through Google.
Right. So that tweet, which is a page on the number 12 website in the world.
Wow. That's awesome. Yeah, so tweet away, folks.
There you go.
It's really like get yourself out there, make it consistent. What would you consider consistent, Jeff and Maritza? Like how many times a week, how often should people be, you know, using social media?
You know, it depends on your situation. If you're starting out and you've got more time than money, then use that time to build your presence and at least have something on, you know, the major ones at least daily. I know that sounds extreme. You know, I tell my new students in article marketing that an article a day keeps recession away. You know, because it's building your presence, you know, and if you, you know, part of what you got to do to be successful is take massive action. And as you get more money than time, then you're going to maybe do less yourself and automate more. But I think that the very, very bare minimum is have some kind of message, some kind of presence at least once a day on one of the platforms. Twitter today, Facebook tomorrow, YouTube the next day, LinkedIn meetup, et cetera. You know, if you really want to jump on this, I would make sure you had those integrated and had, you know, a message on more than all those places. I'm probably on Twitter and Facebook with something every day, LinkedIn every day, YouTube several times a week, Easy Articles several times a week, my blog several times a week, including different features on different days. You know, if I was starting over again with nothing, I would make sure I had something on almost every one of those just about every day, or at least something somewhere once a day.
Well, what we do with some of our students is we build their Twitter following for 6 weeks, and we also help build their Facebook fan page. And so we get them going, and we target whoever would be their perfect target customer, and we have them fill out a form that says, you know, who's their target customer, where are all your squeeze pages, where are your offers, what are your favorite movies, what are your favorite quotes, what are your favorite this, that, and the other. And so then we actually, with the power of automation and outsourcing with our team, we have their Twitter following and their Facebook stuff going on for them while they're learning all of these principles. And right now people are lucky. There was not as much automation when we started as there is now. So you're really lucky. And when I started with Twitter, I actually really became a little addicted in the beginning. In the very beginning, I thought it was very stupid. I went ahead and reserved my name because everyone was talking about Twitter, but I just let it be dormant for about 6 months, and I did not even post a tweet. I didn't follow anyone. And finally, Jeff found me and followed me. And I thought it was the Jeff Herring show, because that's every time I would go to my Twitter, all I saw was Jeff Herring, Jeff Herring, Jeff Herring. And I was like, this is the most horrible thing. And also, it would give me an email, because I didn't know how to turn off the email notification. So I was like, this Jeff Herring guy is driving me nuts. What an ego. Why do I hear about everything? So then I finally got it, and then we started dating, and so we were always communicating on Twitter and all of this stuff. And then I really got the hang of it. But I did, if you go there, you sometimes get the time. You look up and you're like, oh, my gosh, it's been 20 minutes. So what I started doing was I would go there once a day and have my 10-minute egg timer. And that was it. Once the egg timer went off, I was off of Twitter. And so that's what you have to do sometimes. But now that there's automation, it's a lot easier.
Yeah, and it sounds like you two have come up with a done-for-you program, is what it's sounding like.
Well, we do.
Yeah, we have with you know, with part of, we've got different levels where people can just, you know, look at videos themselves and learn themselves. And then there's a done-for-you level. And, you know, what's happening, because like I mentioned earlier, this really just started over a year ago. Maurice and I had a speaking engagement in Baltimore and decided to make a road trip out of it. And we got talking about what each of us was doing on social marketing and what we were helping our clients with and the success they had. And, you know, we kind of, partway through that trip, we kind of looked at each other like, well, maybe we ought to teach this stuff. And, you know, it's just been this kind of wonderful ride ever since. And our clients, our members, keep asking for more, and so we keep coming up with different ways to help and different done-for-you services. And I know you've got a link there, you know, where people can you know, sign up for a 45-minute strategy session with Maurice and I, you know, just to look at what they've got, look at what they're doing on social marketing, and, you know, see if and how we can help.
Yeah, that's a very generous offer, a strategy session, definitely. So we will make sure and get that out to folks. It'll be on the page, and see how we can move them, catapult them into social
and on this
media.
Strategy session, it's really interesting to see. We both get on the phone and we both pull up people's websites, and we can tell them what their website is ranked. And so sometimes people are like, oh, so you mean we're the only three people who ever come to this site? So we give them some ideas on, you know, what they can do to remedy the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, see how and if we're a good fit to work together further. And if sometimes it's a perfect fit and sometimes it's not so great a fit, but we love doing it. And we have a few hours a week dedicated to strategy sessions. So make sure and sign up if you are interested.
Fantastic. Well, that's a wonderful offer. And if nothing else, they're going to get great feedback on, you know, key aspects of their website that can help move them forward. And they're going to get to pick your brains for a little bit of time. So, and partner with you if it's a good fit. Because the one thing that I've noticed is, you know, when you're learning something, it's just as important, the content, as who it is that you're learning the content from, because though the people that you study with either open the door for you or you get more frustrated trying to learn. So I know you guys are fun. I know you're smart. I know you're very successful, and I know you really know your social marketing. I've been playing with you guys on Twitter for quite some time. And,
yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and you guys are doing a great, great job with social media and in your businesses, and even on your own independently in your own businesses, because you both have thriving businesses apart from the social media strategy sessions and programs that you've come up with. So let me just check if there's I think that's about it for now. So thank you, Maritza and Jeff, for being at the Conscious Business Telesummit, and thank you, everyone, for being on the call, and we'll see you tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you, Adela. Giant hug.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you. Abrazos. Bye.
Bye.
Okay.